There's nothing to the process, I assure you. There's no pain, no sensation.
How long are we supposed to lie there? 20 years? 100? 1,000?
1,000 years? My great-grandchildren will be grown, dead, buried, and turned to dust. Who could even find their grave? Kill me. Why don't they kill me?
Theater 5 presents Cold Storage.
I'm going, mister. Look, I was here on time, baby and all. So was this lady.
If the lady would like me to hold the child.
Oh, it's not holding she needs. It's her bath and bottle. The very idea to keep us sitting
here.
I'm
sorry, Mrs. Passy. There's nothing I can do.
But if you're not even sure the others will come.
I'm sure they'll come.
Oh, but, well, how long will it be after? After they come?
Not long. Not long at all. It never is.
Oh. Well, 10 minutes? 20?
In here? Is this where we go? Oh, it's so tiny.
This is a room? I've seen a bigger matchbox. Hey, what is all this, man? Thousands of people, thousand rooms. Me and Marie got a date.
You know each other already?
Yeah, what's already?
Annie and me are engaged. We're engaged to be married.
Yeah, you didn't know that, huh?
Only statistically, I knew it was possible.
Are you sure we're in the right room?
Rooms are all the same down here, Mr. Revs. Won't you sit down?
Well, what for? We're okay. We're clear. The future, Mr. and Mrs. Arnie Revs.
You see? A grandmother. A mother. Now a couple in love. My dear, get ready.
You ready for what? What is this? Me and Marie ain't getting married till winter.
We're waiting for one more.
One more what, sardine? Look, tonight me and Marie have known each other a year, you understand? We gotta sit around in a sardine can?
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, give me that. Don't give me that nothing I can do bit.
Can you suggest something to do?
You're in charge, right? You got a phone. You got a door here and a door there.
You saw what the guide had to go through to open that door, didn't you?
Well, you got the same routine to open that door there?
No, the door behind me is open.
Hey, mister, what's the matter with you? You're making Arnie sound like he's got to escape or something.
Forget it, baby. He's a nothing. We wait for the higher-up.
Ah, is that whom we're waiting for? Your higher-up?
No.
No?
Come on, get him on the phone. I'm not sitting around here wrapped in red tape.
The phone is incoming only. This is an incoming room.
What do you mean, incoming? Once you're in, you can't get out? How do you get out?
The door behind me.
What, you think I'm going in there? I don't know where it goes to.
Yes?
I'm here. Michael, the last of the Malloys. Pardon me. And, well, what are you all the last of?
A dirty drunk. In here with us? A dirty drunk? Is this a joke? Is this how we're honored?
Honored? You call this honored?
Honored. 17 times a grandmother.
Well, it's you that honors this dingy hole, madam. They'll never honor you.
Your notice, please.
Are you the one that told her that?
The honor was Mrs. Stilton's own assumption.
Uh-huh. But you let her assume it.
It is the official position.
And you're the official? Mm-hmm. Are you the Judas goat that explains it?
I'm the Judas goat that explains it.
Well, all right then, man. Begin. For example, I just can't wait to hear how we are to be honored.
If men can be sent out to conquer space, why not have representative teams going forward to conquer time?
What did he say?
Is that the honor? We are to be pioneers. Is that it? You're going to send us into the glorious future.
What else?
You mean like in a time machine?
Well, there's nothing to the process, I assure you. There's no pain, no sensation. You arrive in exactly the same state of health that you're in now, and you will see the wonderful things of the future. Who knows what man will have achieved by then? You will see it all.
Yes? Oh, no. Why? There was time to get it ready. Today, right now, this minute. How long will it take to fix it? No, no, I'll come in. I want them to fix it. They must.
I'm sorry. There are a few more details to explain, but I won't be long.
Just a minute, sir. What's this talk about a time machine at my age?
Every age participates, young, old.
My baby.
Exactly.
But a helpless little baby.
You're the child's mother here and now. You'll be its mother then, in the future.
Well, what about proper care? What if the future's bad?
That will be something to ascertain.
Don't you know?
Well, how would I possibly know, Mrs. Passy?
Hasn't anybody with a child come back?
Back?
Well, what do you mean? What good is going out there if we don't come back? Who gets the reports?
Excuse me, Mr. Revs. I wouldn't know. I assume I'll be dead by that time. Excuse me.
I know I must go. But, sir, the children, I must see the children. Would I be permitted to come back soon?
Mr. Malloy, I let her be honored. Will you let her come back?
Well, why is he asking you? The old lady's had her life. Why should she come back? Me and Marie hardly had a chance.
You had more than this child.
And a lot less than you.
All right, shh.
Who are you telling quiet? It's a free country.
Is it? Isn't the door locked as tight behind you as it is behind me? Nobody's coming back. Do you hear that? Nobody is coming back. Do you think this is science fiction? There's no such thing as a time machine. Now, he told you that. We're unwanted. That's right, we're surplus. We're what's left after the population exploded.
All right. Then we're like criminals and lunatics. Maybe they even froze some of the unemployed and...
Froze? Now, why did you say something about freezing?
I didn't. I said nothing of the sort. You must have said it before.
Are you going to lie to yourselves right up to the minute you're a block of ice? You know, we've been democratically picked to be frozen, right to the bone, frozen and kept alive, each in a box. That's right. It's back in there. Frozen till some future generations decide that perhaps they can use us.
Future generations here in my arms. Would they do that to a mother? A mother with a newborn child?
What's a mother in these times? You see, in a population explosion, motherhood is an irresponsible crime.
You watch your mouth, buddy. You watch your dirty mouth.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't. I know they wouldn't.
What do you think broke down back there, hmm? Why is it so important to fix it now? Because if they don't, something will thaw out.
But what did we do? I didn't do anything wrong. What could we have done?
Well, never mind what we did. We have a few minutes of grace. The question is, what can we do?
I didn't do anything wrong. What do you think broke down back there? What do they have to fix?
I think it's rows and rows of filing cabinets. Every drawer big enough and deep enough for a person to be filed away in.
Can't be true. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Why should you? You drunk, scaring people? What are you trying to do?
Would I scare you with the truth, lady? Or should I let you go on thinking there's a way to come back?
If you believe it's the truth, why did you come?
They dragged me. They dragged me, Grandma. Look at me. Don't worry about why I'm drunk. They dragged me. That's why I'm what you call dirty.
Why should they drag you? You had a notice like me, didn't you? The notice distinctly said, for the good of...
Grandma, please. There isn't time for that.
An honor. It distinctly said an honor. It said to be honored.
Then why am I here? Now, you yourself said it. How could it be an honor with someone like me?
My own children assured me it was an honor.
Oh, you poor, sweet soul.
Poor? Did you say poor? Would my own children lie to me? If they want to be rid of me, listen, they only need to... Well, they only need to get rid of... What did I do? In my whole life, tell me one thing I did.
You were born, Grandma. You were born. What we did, what we deserve, they don't care about. We're the same as criminals and lunatics to them.
But we are grandmothers. We are mothers.
Fine, fine. Keep on saying it. Mothers, grandmothers, lovers, and dreamers. Just soothe yourselves with the proud words till you're a frozen lump.
They're words that mean we don't belong here.
But we are here, just like the criminals and the lunatics before us.
I'm no better than that. What difference does it make?
Look, do you need a decent label as a reason to live? Just take away the grandma and you're ready to die.
Why should I live?
I shouldn't a nobody want to live as much as a king?
I want to live. I want out. I want out of here.
What's he talking about? Reason to live, ready to die? Who says they're going to kill us?
Well, tell me, what do you call it? Frozen in a box like a piece of cod?
Well, I don't call it killing. I mean, not exactly killing.
Well, neither do they. That's the last thing they call it. Are they going to call it governmental murder? Oh, no, 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 no. They'll call it giving the misfits a chance. And anybody who isn't going into a box says, well, that's fine. That's just fine.
Somebody who's going into a box could also say it.
What, are you crazy?
Arnie, it isn't killing. Just because he says that's how they mean it? What if they don't mean it that way? What if they mean it just the way it sounds?
Who wants to be in a box no matter what they mean?
I mean the future part.
Oh, lady.
He said there was no pain and no sensation. And Arnie, we wake up in love. He said we wake up the same as we are.
He tried to trap me through that door. He tried to make it look like I was going in there of my own free will.
What if it's better? What have we got that's any good now? Besides being in love.
I'm alive. I can look to the right. I can look to the left.
And what do you see that's so good? We've been together more in this room than we've been together in a week.
By accident, you understand? They didn't send for us to file our engagement. We're here in the same room by accident. All right, now, what if one of us was here and the other still up in the street? It could have been that way, you know.
But one of us isn't up in the street. It's a break. That's what it is. Look, it's like having your fortune told. Who knows what it'll be like? Maybe the world will be nice for us. Arnie, is it so good now?
I don't know. I don't know what's good and what's better, but I'm alive for sure now.
Well, we'll all wake up among the criminals, the lunatics, and the unemployed.
Well, isn't that right?
Hmm? Don't they get their crack at a better time, at the better world of the future?
Wait a minute, buddy. You move things kind of fast.
Well, how much time have we got, Buster? Look, do you want to step through that door and ask?
Look, maybe in the future they'll have found the cures. No mad people, no crime.
That'll take more than a short nap, lady. How long are we supposed to lie there? 20 years?
Oh, 100, 1,000.
What are you talking about? 1,000 years?
Why not?
1,000 years? My great-grandchildren grown, dead, buried, and turned to dust. Who could even find their grave? Kill me. Why don't they kill me?
Why do you listen to him? He don't believe it himself.
Well, she's right. You know, I don't think they'll ever wake us, ever at all. That is, unless there's a war.
A war?
Yeah.
They'll wake us to fight?
Mm-hmm, it could be. To fight what? A cobalt bomb. Well, if ever there was a war, you'd wake up because the refrigeration plant would be wrecked.
You mean we'd thaw out and wake up in the dark?
Yes, lady.
The baby and me in a box?
Oh, come on.
We wouldn't even know what century it was.
Mm-hmm.
What century we were dying
in. Why are you scaring yourself this way? What if there was a war right now, this minute? What'd be the difference if there was a war then or now?
Never mind the war. Can't you see what I mean? The only time you'll wake is in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, but you don't know that. You know, you're the kind that sees everything black. You gotta overthrow everything.
Now, why would they want to wake us? Why would they want to wake us ever? If we're no use to them now, why would we be of use later on? Who needs an old grandmother later? What's her use with her own grandchildren dead and gone, huh? And who wants the mother of somebody else's child, or what's the use of two kids in the closed circle of their own love?
Look, it's a matter of people, not of use. It's up to the people what happens to us.
Then why are we here? We're here because this is where people put us.
That's the people that are now. Later maybe, people will be nicer.
Oh, no. Why? Who will the people be later? Will they be your descendants or mine? Taught what you want them to be taught? No. We'll be frozen down here. Up there will be the descendants of the same people who put us here. You understand? We won't have any descendants.
I've got grandchildren. Great-grandchildren, their children.
How long can they remember?
Stop it!
Leave her alone. What are you yelling at her for?
All right, now listen to me. We have to decide.
Oh, help us. Help us, someone. Oh, he was a baby.
Wait a minute.
Decide. We got a choice? Now, couldn't we decide, all of us, no matter what, we wouldn't go in there? Couldn't we decide to make them call it murder?
How can you do that?
Who would murder a child? Oh, please let her sleep again. Let her sleep till there's no pain, no sensation.
All right, now listen to me. If there's a murder, why should it be us? It could be one of them. Well, couldn't it? Now, suppose we grab that official as he comes back. Suppose we slam the door behind him. Then we'd have a hostage. Then we'd free him if they freed us, right?
Yeah, but if it comes to that, what if we have to kill them?
Maybe they'll take us back out of here to stand trial for murder. Then we'd shout our heads off about what they're doing down here.
But what if they don't take us to trial?
All right, now just ask yourself, man, what have we lost? Now kick the door shut! All right!
What are you doing? My arm! Let go of my arm!
We're not going back through that door, mister. We're just not answering the call. We're all staying right in here.
In here? No. Let me out.
We're all staying here.
No, this is where they do it, right in these rooms.
My arm, please.
You break his arm.
I'll break his neck. We're not moving. We know what you went back there to fix.
Well, I went to fix my transfer. I wanted a transfer.
I
can't stand it anymore. I'm what he called me before, a Judas goat. I wait with the others until it's time to happen. But I begged them to transfer me. I begged them. They wouldn't do it.
All right, sit down, mister. Sit down.
No. This is where they do it. We've got to get out. It's instantaneous. You don't even know when it happens. It cuts you off in the middle of a word, of a syllable. Please, we could be safe back in there. We could fight all together. We have to get out. Now, open that door. Please, open that door.
I say keep it shut.
Get it over. Get us out of here. Get it over.
It happens so fast, it freezes you in the middle of a thought.
Shut up. We're staying. We don't believe you.
Oh, please,
Bruce.
Get it
out. You've got to believe me.
What if he's right? What if it comes and we don't even know it? Me standing against the door and you holding his arm.
Shut up. You just shut up. I have to think.
There isn't time to think. There isn't time, I tell you.
All right, try the door.
There isn't time. We've got to get out. It'll happen before you know it. It's just time. You've got to do it.
Theater 5 has presented Cold Storage, written by William Morin, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, George Petrie, Evelyn Juster, Jack Grimes, Lorraine McMartin, Arlene Walker, Donald Buca, and Cecil Roy. Audio engineers, Marty Folia and Neil Pulse. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.